From APM in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. We talk from time to time here about the Internet of Things, the world where everything is connected together, from appliances to cars to us. The concept can be a bit abstract, but Kevin Roos, writing for New York Magazine, makes it more concrete. For a week, he plunged into the Internet of Things and is here to tell us about it. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
So the Internet of Things, it's a phrase that comes up often, but what it actually means is not widely understood by everybody. How do you explain it?
Basically, the Internet of Things is a word that people use to describe the idea that one day all of our objects will be connected. Our toaster will talk to our refrigerator, which will talk to our computers and our air conditioners and our front door locks. All of these things will be connected in a household network that we can then program to do various things for us.
So you got the hardware and software that you need to spend a week inside the Internet of Things. How did it turn out?
So some of the things that I was able to do, I put a sensor on my keychain so that anytime I want to find my keys, I can just press a button on my iPhone. I also put one of those on my dog's collar, so anytime my dog wanders outside a given area that I've set up for it in my yard, I actually get a text message saying, "Your dog has moved."
How did all these automations and connections that you put into your life make you feel?
I mean, it sort of feels like the Jetsons. I set it up so that whenever I walked into my office, it would send out a tweet on my account. So, you know, that kind of thing makes you feel like you're living in a vision of the future. It's also sort of like a Rube Goldberg contraption at points. There were times when instead of just turning off the light in my bedroom, I had to actually, you know, go into my iPhone, go into the SmartThings app, press the button to turn off the lamp that was right beside me. So there are some ways in which it almost can create more work than it manages.
So after a week of this, do you buy into the hype for the Internet of Things?
I do. I think it's going to be big. I think it will depend a lot on when manufacturers of appliances, like, you know, when toaster oven manufacturers, washing machine manufacturers, when they all get on board, when you can control everything, when your refrigerator can sense when you're running out of milk and add milk to your shopping list. I mean, that will be revolutionary, and I think that's probably only a few years away.
Okay, Kevin Roos at New York Magazine, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.